Well, Ben, how are things going?
Never a dull moment.
Well, let's move on with some news of what's going on in the Silver City area. I understand a group of students traveled to Washington, D.C. for the presidential inauguration.
That's correct. 14 students from Lapata Middle School and Silver High School here in the Silver Consolidated School District made their way up there with teacher Katrina Bustillos last week, and were able to witness, a pretty historic event from an age where they weren't allowed to, vote for this president themselves.
What was their experience like? Did they just go for the inauguration? Were they able to go there for a couple of days and get the sights in?
They were there for several days, and the teachers spoke about, all of the children's reactions to seeing all of this history, most of whom had never, left Grant County before. Very, very few had left New Mexico. So to see the nation's capital, especially on this historic event, with all of the activity, both with supporters and protesters to the inauguration, really opened a lot of eyes.
I'm pretty sure it was once-in-a-lifetime experience for many of them. Let's go up to the New Mexico legislature, where some local politicians from the Silver City area got some appointments.
That's correct. Several of our three legislators who cover our district here have found their way to some pretty significant seats up there on committees. District 28 Senator Howie Morales, he will return to his seat on the Senate Finance Committee. He was offered to chair the Senate Education Committee, but decided that his seat on finance was just too important, that it touches every aspect of governance here, and that he couldn't give that up. Our new freshman representative, Rebecca Dow, got her way onto the Health and Human Services Committee, which is usually, saved for people with a little more experience. And Rudy Martinez, who's returning to his seat on the representatives, is on the Appropriations Committee. So we have two people here representing us on finance, which is really big for a rural area in southern New Mexico.
Any early feedback as to what they're hearing up in Santa Fe?
For the most part, they're still focusing on the solvency issues from the fiscal year 2017 budget. That's a $68 million deficit still, so everyone's focusing on that here early in the session, but they'll be moving on to 2018 soon.
Okay, Ben, well, let's talk to Christine Fisher, who's following up on a story of a local daycare that is being evicted from a local church. Christine.
Hi, Edmunda. How are you?
I am doing well.
Yes, Little Lambs Child Care Center has been located in the First United Methodist Church on College Avenue in Silver City since 2008. And they serve 75 kids, and they have 14 teachers. And they just recently got a $500,000 grant from CYFD to provide preschool for 30 children. And the church is now evicting them. They have until June 1st to find a new place that has to be CYFD approved. And the church has been their fiscal agent, so they need to find a new fiscal agent because they're not a nonprofit. So it's a real challenge for them, and they don't really know if that's going to work or if they're going to have to shut down.
How did this come about?
Well, there's been a new pastor. He's not really new. He's been there for a couple of years, but they were very reluctant from the church to say anything. Finally, they were saying that the daycare had outgrown the space, but the daycare said, no, there's classrooms upstairs that we could use. but it's really down to money, I think. The daycare just pays a percentage of the utilities, and we've had the PNM rate increase recently, and while the church didn't say as much, the pastor did say that there are times when they have to make their own payroll out of their endowment. So they're not financially stable, and he said the daycare is draining them. So they operate from 7:30 to 5:30, 5 days a week, with six classrooms and 75 kids. I can imagine that's a lot of electricity, and they're paying about $1,500 a month in utilities, but it sounds like that just isn't enough.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.